Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, as you heard there in the news headlines, opposition parties have signalled their clear opposition to a government proposal aimed at solving the row over speaking time in the Dáil. The coalition's compromise is that the independent deputies who support the government can be recognised as an informal group of unaligned members and can ask questions of the Taoiseach and Tánaiste. The proposed changes to the Dáil standing orders were advanced by Chief Whip Mary Butler this afternoon, when our political correspondent Paul Cunningham joins us now again with the very latest. And while we were speaking to you at the beginning of the programme, that meeting is still ongoing and it sounds like it could be a late one.
It does. I mean, the opposition parties are united and they are vociferously opposed to what is being planned. And yet somehow, Sarah, this meeting has been going on for 3.5 hours. They've taken a couple of breaks. They're still in there. I'm getting some sense of what's taking place. And as you said, it is that this meeting is ongoing. So they must be talking about something. There must be some attempt to bridge the difference. And maybe, just maybe, the reason why they're trying so hard is that if this fails, it would be a catastrophic failure, and it also would look as if it's going to be a very incendiary return of the Dáil next week if this compromise plan goes down.
Mm. We were speaking to Piers Doherty from Sinn Féin a little earlier, and he was making it quite clear that from Sinn Féin's perspective, it cannot be the case that Michael Lowry and others in the regional independent group who are supporting government could have question time at leaders' questions. And that's where it all lies, isn't it?
It is. Now, what the government is saying is, like, the opposition party is not going to lose time. The way this deal is going to be constructed in standing orders by changing them is to ensure that the leaders' questions, which is when the Taoiseach and Tánaiste are allowed to be asked questions, that will be expanded. So that means the opposition parties and the opposition groups won't lose any time. They'll still have the exact same amount of time to ask Micheál Martin and Simon Harris questions. It's just that it'll be extended to allow this informal group of non-aligned members to ask questions. So it's a question of principle now. A few days ago, it was a question of time. You know, is government are government TDs eating into opposition time? This is now principle. Whether or not you can be an independent TD who was part of the programme for government, was backing the government on every single vote, and yet at the same time be able to say, I want to ask the Taoiseach Micheál Martin a question. Supporters of the government will say, look, over the UK, that's something that can happen over there. You know, why can't we do it here? And yet, as Piers Doherty said, he is, and the opposition is unified, in viewing this as a total insult.
Okay, in any sense, Paul, as to when that meeting might come to an end, when we might get some white smoke?
We could open up some bets here. I haven't got a clue. That's the honest answer. I haven't got a breeze.
Okay, well, honesty is always best. Paul Cunningham, thank you very much for bringing us up to date. Well, we're joined by Independent TD Matty McGrath now. I don't know, Matty, were you in that meeting?
No, I'm not. Deputy Lowry is the regional group coordinator. He's in the meeting.
Okay, and what are you hearing? Are you hearing anything?
I'm hearing a total sense of obstinance and stubbornness by the opposition. As Paul just said there, quite correctly, last week was a question of us in the regional group getting time at the expense of the opposition. That is no longer happening. So now Paul said it's a matter of principle. It's not principle, it's basic democracy. In actual fact, go back to the 30s, and David Lennon's government had 7 independents supporting them, and they were able to ask questions. Come up then to when I came here in 2007, but in 2011 I was in a technical group for 19. We had that facility to ask questions and everything else. And then in 2016, the rural independents and myself gave months in negotiations, as you remember. We had a lot of stuff put into that programme for government, and we were able, as a technical group, to continue to have leaders' questions on a rota, fair rota, and ask those questions about those the items that were in the programme for government. Same the last government, the regions were supporting the government 90% of the time, 95% of the time, and they were able to have leaders' questions. So this is just a sour grapes on behalf of Sinn Féin and some of the opposition. The election result is over. The people have spoken and they want the government.
Yeah. It is different, isn't it, Matty?
Let me
put it to you that it's different there, what you've described, because I think actually, to be fair to you, I don't think the opposition parties would have any problem with you having time at leaders' questions if you were in a different group with other members of what would be seen as the opposition. They
not
have a
true,
problem
Sarah.
With Michael Lowry and others who aren't seen by the opposition groups as members of the opposition.
Every TD that's elected is an honour and a privilege. And I don't, if Johnny Hush got elected, he was entitled to speak. The electorate decide, and we have to work with the deck of cards that the electorate give us. And in fairness to the recent group, they stepped up to the plate, went into negotiations with the government. I didn't. And neither did Sinn Féin or Labour to any Labour or Sock Dims. So I was left then. You said no, that there's no problem with me. They have a problem with me, unfortunately. And I've got a lot of vitriol from the meeting today, especially from Independent Ireland, who refused to take me in. I wrote to them on the 19th of December, asking to be allowed to join their group for speaking rights and everything else. And I asked if I wasn't allowed to have reasons to explain why I wasn't. So I still haven't got a reply to that letter.
Okay. So your problem then, just for listeners at home, because this can all be a little inside politics, for want of a better phrase, for listeners at home. Your problem is you want the opportunity to put questions to the government leaders at Leaders' Questions. And the way you've been doing it over the last couple of years is on a sort of rotating basis. It will be your turn every couple of weeks. It'll be your turn to do it. And now your problem is the group that you've been able to join includes a number of members who have negotiated the programme for government, and the opposition parties are very unhappy with those members getting time. And you can't, you're saying, find another home for yourself.
No, and Carl, Deputy Carl Nolan, as well as me, we're both independent members. And we've written to the Crown Corner today, pointing out that we are independent members, duly poll toppers in our own constituencies. And we have a mandate. And are we going to be silenced then because of this row over the original independents being in government, or some of them being in government? I think it's going to end up here in the full light of day that we'll be calling ourselves the reasonable independents, because instead of the regional group, because obviously it's not being unreasonable. And they're heading now to another unseemly spectacle next week in the door, which is totally unwelcome and not desired by anybody. Yeah. But where is the... I don't see anybody standing up and down saying that Deputies Nolan and McGrath should get speaking time. We're not. We're being just cast out as renegades with the others.
So if I take yourself and Carol Nolan as an aside then for a second, and I know that you don't want to be taken as an aside and you want your right to speak in the job, but if we just take your situation and perhaps it can be addressed in a different way, and we look at the other members of the group, and particularly Michael Lowry, I'm just going to give you a quote that he gave to journalists when a deal was done with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. He said, and I'm quoting this, "I'm delighted our group has been recognised in a very tangible and practical way. At the outset, I stated clearly that we would function as a group, that we would act as a group, that we would negotiate as a group. As part of that negotiation, we also said we had to be working within the government, not from the outside." This is a direct quote from Michael Lowry just a couple of days ago. He said, "We're in this for 5 years. We are in it for five budgets. The two super junior ministers, Sean Canney and Noel Grealish, those two gentlemen will sit at the cabinet table, will have access to all cabinet papers, contribute to cabinet, and Sean will attend all of the leaders' meetings on our behalf. Now, can you understand why opposition party members would say that person who said all that cannot stand up on the opposition benches and challenge and take time, anybody's time, and pretend to be challenging the leaders?
I don't really know, because democracy has elected so many independents here. I think that's the Canada problem, that Sinn Féin and some other smaller parties are envious of the independents. No, we have a mandate to represent our people. I'm entitled to ask the questions on behalf of my people in Tipperary. So is Deputy Nolan. So, look, it's semantics here. We had no problem the last time when Sinn Féin got extra amount of minutes and Leaders' Questions because of the size of the party. That's the way it should be. Under the Hunt system. So we need to invoke the Hunt here and give fair play to everyone. Look, and get over this mess. Go on and represent.
So does that mean then, if we take that principle, because we're into principles now, as you pointed out, does that mean then that we could have the spectre of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil government TDs standing up and using Leaders' Questions time to question the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste? Because, I mean, effectively, that's where this goes then, if you say that Michael Lowry can do it.
Everybody should have amended. Has amended. They should be allowed. In fact, I was a Fianna Fáil backbencher from 7 to 11. It's one of the most lonesome places you can be, because you only get the scraps. So I think now the opposition keep pushing this the way they are, they'll end up in a much worse place than they are. I can see this happening.
Hold on a second. Yes? Just if we take that to its logical conclusion, what you're saying there, does that not just make a mockery of the idea of having government and opposition? I mean, Leaders' Questions is the chance for the leaders of the opposition parties to stand up and hold the government to account.
Yes,
that's the idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now what we're saying is government TDs are meant to be standing up and holding the government to account during leaders' questions.
No,
Where does it end?
They're five of our group now, which includes Michael Lowry, Barry Hina and Gillian Toole and Carla and I are in government. I'm most certainly not.
But that's the point. You see, I know you're not, but Michael Lowry is in government. Sure, he said it himself. I read you the quote there.
Yes, you did. But look, they had no problem. The opposition had no problem with this in 16 and again in 20. And why have they a problem now? Sinn Féin are, because effectively, in the last 5 years, and I put this to Sinn Féin, they were de facto in government. They never opposed the government on hardly anything. They did on small issues. But
come on.
They wanted extra carbon tax, on the whole COVID issues, on the whole health issues, on the whole issue with migration. They were in unison with the government. So that's, and they got the result from the electorate. They weren't very happy with them. And now, they're having this phony row here to try and impress people, but it's not going down well with the public.
And I'm interested in what your sense of what the public reaction is, because we were actually quite surprised here on the programme last week when we were discussing this at the extent of public engagement. You know, there was some politicians were saying this is a bubble story, people aren't engaged, people aren't interested. But no, to the contrary, I think people are very interested and very engaged in this story. And a lot of people are very angry about it, about what's being proposed here.
We all went and knocked on doors, and I knocked on every about 80% of the doors. Other parties didn't. And I was asked by I suppose 60% of those doors, would Matty go into government? Matty didn't go into government, but he did make efforts to have him vote for me on Matt now to get access to government ministers and to have these issues raised on the door, on the floor at all, by joining the Michael Lowry's group. So that's where I'm at. And I feel very aggrieved now if Independent Ireland and others are so vitriolic and so bitter and want to deny me and Cal Nolan and others for speaking and asking questions on behalf of our electorate.
Okay, finally, where does it all end, in your view? Do you expect to get something out of this meeting this evening? And if not, what happens?
I don't really expect to get much out of the meeting this evening.
I don't expect to get much
out of the business committee. But I expect, there is a majority in Dáil Reform back in this. There will be a majority in business committee, but there will be a majority invoked in the floor of the Dáil to enact this next week and get on with running the country.
You think this will be forced through?
Yes. And I shouldn't be at this stage. We can't have another spectacle like last week when the town caller was attacked and undermined and unbelievable, and people got up beside her in the seats. Never happened before in my time, and literally intimidating her. And that's outrageous. And I think that if the government are going to govern for 5 years, they have to have the numbers in the door, and they have the numbers in the door, and that's where this will end up.
All right. Matty, it's good to talk to you and I appreciate you taking the time to take the call. That's Matty McGrath there joining us and he's keeping in touch with what's going on with that meeting. We're keeping a very close eye on it, and indeed if anyone emerges from that meeting who can give us some more insight as to what's going on, we'll bring that to you a little later in the programme.